Are you guys sick of your business being basically a glorified side hustle or side job where you're constantly having to step in and put out stupid fires and jump in and give input because nobody can seem to do it right the first time, but you can't think of a solution to fix all these headaches and time suckers? Or maybe you know about these mysterious things that business gurus like to talk about, like systems and automations and all this kind of stuff, but you have no clue what that would even look like in your business. We have been hearing that these things can turn your position as the designated firefighter into that of a productive business owner who has the time to go do whatever they'd fancy on a random weekday while the business continues to print money. In this episode, I'm going to be pulling back the curtain on systems and automations, what they kind of look like for a lawn and landscape business like mine, probably like yours, and how to set up and use these things to turn your 60-hour work weeks into 30-hour work weeks while adding a much-needed boost in profit. Welcome to the Systems and Automations 101 episode, and welcome to the Motivated Lawn Care Show, the podcast designed to help you grow your lawn and landscape business far beyond the six-figure mark so you can stop living paycheck to paycheck and start building the life and business of your dreams sooner and easier than you ever thought possible. I'm your host, Caleb Nguyen, and I personally scaled my business from just 2 clients 4 or 5 years ago to blowing well past the six-figure mark this past season while servicing over 400 clients, and have had the opportunity to help a handful of guys just like you grow their businesses as well, which has been super cool to see. We're tracking down that seven-figure mark in 2024. So if you're not even sure where to start and taking back your business, this episode should be an opportunity for you to get a 40,000-foot view on what this could look like for you and your business. And I'm going to be breaking down the difference between systems and automations and how to implement them in your company to buy back hours of your time a week, boost profits, reduce stress, and give you actionable steps on exactly how to do these things. So with that being said, let's jump right in. And if you're looking for the actionable steps, you're going to want to wait till the end of each section for those. So systems, what is it? Okay. A system is basically, in a nutshell, when people are talking about systems, they're talking about what are called SOPs, standard operating procedures. System is really just a fancy way of saying a protocol for doing something. And now you're probably like, this is not what I thought it was going to be. I thought it was some fancy pants. Bear with me. Okay. So your SOPs are your standard operating procedures. They're a manual or guidebook for everything an employee in the company will do, so you can train correctly, communicate expectations properly. It's going to allow you to fix things immediately and not have to communicate that with the whole entire company. Like, hey, we just changed the phone script. You can just say, check the SOPs, right? Every day, just check the SOP that you're going to be using that day. Just double check it because I might have changed the thing. So you don't have to communicate quite as much, and you always have something to reference. So if people start asking you questions, you don't have to be like, oh, well, and give them a whole answer. And then they ask tomorrow and the next day and the next day. And then their colleague asks, and then this is how you get buried in work. So if you just have, this is how it's done, this is what you need to get done, this is what you need to say when a customer calls in, here's how you mow a lawn, here's how you use a string trimmer, here's what happens if your string trimmer overheats, here's what happens if you get in an accident with a truck, all those things, if you have a procedure for everything, there's never going to be a point in time where they have to give you a call and interrupt, whether it's work that you're doing to increase the business's revenue and profits, or just your stinking personal life and cutting into that time that you have. It also gives consistency to everybody, which helps sanity, mental health, if you will, and retention of employees. It's just massively going to do that. They don't want to be calling you every single day, multiple times a day. They know that you don't want to get calls from them multiple times a day, but they want to do it right. They don't want to get fired. And so it just ends up being too stressful for them. Just no more having them call and ask you. So you're like, all right, so SOPs, what does that look like? How do we train on it? Am I like writing this whole like 900-page document in cursive on a thing and scan it? And like, what am I doing here? Okay, the practical everyday implementation. Here's what I want you to do. First, I want you to write down every role in the company that you guys currently have or looking to hire within the next couple of months. Okay, write out each and every one of them. So maybe you've got your foreman, you've got the basic, field labor, you've got office assistant, you've got operations manager. There's really not much else beyond that. I think that's all the roles that we're going to have. And then again, and then in the winter, we'll add like a general manager. But for now, it'll just be like operations manager. We'll do most of the field stuff. right? So I want you to write down every role in the company. Then under each one of those roles, I want you to branch out a little bit on a piece of paper, and I want you to write down every single dang thing that that person, that anyone in that position will do. I want you to write, hey, this is what the expectation of this position is, right? The operations manager, what are they doing? Are they running the entire business for me, or are they just running the field staff by monitoring and checking up on major landscape sites, making sure that the mow crews are hitting productivity, making sure that everyone's showing up on time, making sure that everyone's staying productive and hydrated throughout the day, fixing equipment on the fly when things happen, doing all the equipment maintenance on the weekend. Like, what are their exact things that they have to do? So you need to first off say, what does this role in the company do? Like, what do they do? What do they not do? And then you break down, hey, what's every single little thing that each position will do, from operations manager, office staff, general field labor, foreman, salesperson, all that stuff. Break it down, right? What is every single thing that they do? Then I want you to open up a Google Drive. If you don't use Google Drive, today's the day for you to start using it. We'll use folders and Dropbox and this, that, the third. Fine. Maybe if that helps you organize things better. But I found that having things on Google Drive, it loads faster than Dropbox does. It's easier to share things to and from it. It integrates better with just about every software out there. So personally, Google Drive over Dropbox, and especially over some closed files on your computer that now you have to share with everybody, and you can't just go in and update them in real time. It'll get updated on their end. You've got to resend them the file and do all that stuff. So I prefer Google Drive. Create a folder for each position, and then create an individual document outlining how to do every dang thing. Okay? One document is how to mow a lawn, from trimming to blowing to mowing, to getting good stripes in a lawn, to knowing when you need to change your blades, to knowing when to fuel up, to knowing what kind of gas stations they're allowed to stop at for lunch breaks, what parts of town they're not supposed to be stopping at that you don't want, you know, trimmer stolen off of trailers for. Okay, there's things like this that need to be just gone over, right? And there will be need to be individual documents, individual things for each one of those tasks that they are to be performing. By the way, include pictures and videos, okay? You can use some pretty generic YouTube videos, and it won't be like, when you stripe, go straight, look at the pole, you know, like find something in your line of vision that you can look that's straight in front of your mower and drive straight for that, not focusing on the other, like just have them have, like give them a video, give them a generic YouTube video. I pulled a lot off of Brian's Lawn Maintenance, Mike Andy stuff, and guess what? Those are part of our trainings. Like, I'm not going to go shoot a 15-minute high-quality video and have to do all this stuff. They just said what I was going to say anyway. I'm going to take it and put it in there, and they find it a little bit more entertaining that way as well. So it makes training a lot easier. And then just sort them out in a way that's easy for folks to find stuff. Don't make it an absolute mess for them to have to be, like, sifting through all of these poorly named documents that are just shoved in all crammed in all these different spots, and they're illegible, and there's no videos, there's no pictures. You got to do it well. Yeah, you do in the end. And there will come a time when you have a bunch of time now that you can invest in really making sure those documents are really crisp and really easy to read and really legible, and you go over the grammar a couple times and you shoot your own company videos instead of using generic YouTube videos. But see, off the rip, it's unnecessary. And then just have them go through everything as part of their training, and then quiz them on it to make sure that they're actually paying attention. And then as things break, or you learn new and more efficient ways to do things, add those things to the list and edit old documents. Okay, that's systems. Most people are like, oh my God, it's this crazy, like, mystical unicorn in the clouds. No, it's not. It's literally a piece of paper. It's a manual. It's the most basic things in the world, but it allows you to have consistency, sanity, and not be taking a million phone calls during the day. Because once they know, they know. And if they don't know, they can go look at the document and it says exactly what you would have told them, except you don't have to ever repeat yourself. And as you write things out, you'll be like, oh, I didn't even think of that. Oh, I could get more efficient here. Even going through all your processes is going to massively, massively help you. Automations, let's jump into that. Let's talk about that. Okay. What is it? Okay. Computers doing things for you. That's an automation. Okay. Let's go through the practical how-to. I'll start with this. If you don't have a CRM, get a CRM. Okay, it can be Copilot, Jobber, Yardbook, or Service Autopilot. A CRM is a customer resource management, I think is what the acronym stands for. It's a software where you store all your client information, you dispatch out of it, you invoice out of it, all that stuff. Once you get another software, it's called Zapier, Zapier. Zapier, yes, that's how you spell it. I think they might have some free plans available as well for you to kind of like toy around with it a little bit. Get that. That is the mother load of automations, okay? There's a lot of like, oh, there's no code software and all this crazy. If you're like me, you ain't a rocket scientist, you're not a computer engineer, and you really just want things where it's like Legos. Click this block, put it in that block. That's what Zapier is, okay? Even dummies like me can figure it out. Then I want you to create a list of everything that you're doing currently that is repetitive, or maybe that you should be doing but aren't doing because you don't have time to, like following up with people, right? Write that all out, okay? All those repetitive, simple, whatever tasks. And I'm going to go through some ideas for you, some things for you to take note of here in a second. I want you to connect Zapier with your CRM, your email, whatever other software you're going to be using or currently using. And then I want you to go down that list. Everything a computer can do, have it do it, okay? And document exactly how you built it for your, like how you built everything out, because it is going to be trial and error. You're going to have issues. There's going to be that random time where the automation sends 40 emails to the same person in 20 seconds. It'll happen. Write it down so that you remember how you put the Lego pieces together. I'm not saying this to make it sound more daunting, but I will tell you this right here, right now. If you're like, wow, this sounds hard, like I don't know if I'm going to be able to figure this out, or oh, I'm not a tech guy, I'm a lawn guy, I could fix anything on a truck, but I'm not a computer guy. These are the things that separate you from your competition. This separates you from the pack. And so if you're not willing to do them, put in the work and actually get stuff done, if you really say that you're a hardworking person, you'll get behind a stinking laptop and you'll sit there and you'll beat your head against this thing bloody until you fix it, okay? Let's talk about some things to automate, some ideas, some things to bounce off of you. And again, these are things that will separate you from the pack. Sitting down and writing those dang stupid like SOPs. Here's a video on how to string trim a lawn. You're like, this is stupid. Guess what? That stupid thing is the exact thing that your competitors are not doing. So therefore, you can stop living their slave life of 60 to 80 hours, a week worth of work. You don't have to do that anymore, right? You can have some free time. You don't have people bugging you all the time. Your people are trained better. They're more sane. You retain, you know, employees better. You don't have to communicate as much. And you're going to boost profits because, you know, it's not, people aren't guessing, right? Because what happens when they don't call you and they do the wrong thing, it costs you a lot of money. So you don't want that stuff to happen. Okay. It's the basic things that no one is willing to do. That's systems, automations. We're talking about automations now. Here's some ideas of what you can do. One is follow-up sequences, super simple, basic stuff. It sends them a text, it sends them an email, it sends them this, it sends them that. And guess what? Whenever you say, nope, you're no longer on the follow-up list, it removes them. It doesn't keep emailing them. Crazy concept. Yes, is it a little bit more complicated than that? Is that a little bit oversimplified? Sure. Is it possible? Absolutely. Is it effective? Absolutely. Client onboarding sequences. What's a client onboarding sequence? I believe I did an episode on that a little while ago, but it's basically when your client signs on with you, what's the process they go through? Do they get an email saying, hey, welcome to the family, da da da, here's some other services if you'd like them? Or is it just like, well, no, we just come and mow their lawn in a week. You know, like, is that what that's like? Trust me, they're going to prefer to get communication from you immediately, right? They're going to get buyer's remorse. They're going to start shopping around and say, hey, sorry, we found something else that was cheaper. We were just looking around in the meantime. This, that, and the third. It doesn't happen a whole lot, but what if it never happened ever? Or how about if they, all of a sudden, there's a little form on the email that automatically gets sent to them that says, request mulch estimate. How many people would you upsell? Immediately, okay? Speaking of upselling, client upselling, right? Maybe it's a part of the client onboarding sequence to sell them on either spring or fall services or any other service that you're providing. You can also get a little bit more creative with things, and you can do things that maybe aren't what you would traditionally think of as being super repetitive, but start thinking outside the box. Like maybe it's a couple crews that you guys have going on, and the guys all have access through SOPs, through systems, pretty impressive. They have a little form, just a generic form, a web-generated form. It could be a Google form, super basic stuff that they fill out whenever they have equipment damage. They submit it. It gets sent to whoever is your in-house mechanic or whoever is in charge of managing, sending off equipment to get fixed. And it has exact details on the damage. It has pictures. It has everything that that person is going to need. And it automatically sends it to the right person to take care of that. Instead of texting back and forth and, hey, what do you need from me? And this, that, and the third. Nope, it's in all on one place, the exact details that you need. Another one that I've seen that works incredible is the snow log automation. If you guys do snow plowing, you know, you got to keep records on stuff for liability reasons. So there is a snow log automation, right? It's literally just this thing where you put in how much snow is there, what time you start, what time you end, you know, what was traffic like, what's the temperature like, and you just click a bunch of buttons while you're out there. You press send, it saves it to a file for you, and it sends it to the right people. Boom. Now you don't have to think about it. Now you don't have to, you know, 2 days after the snowstorm happens, write everything down, try to find the chicken scratch somewhere, and all that kind of stuff. Super simple. Snow log automations, great way to do it. Sending receipts is great. There's a ton of things. Your mind is the limit. And I know that you're like, oh, my head hurts already. I just want to work on a truck right now. I just want to get on a lawnmower. Or maybe you're a businessy guy and you're like, you know what? This could be our way of differentiating from the competition, but I want you guys to get creative with this. Okay, the sky is the limit with it. Trust me, it's the softwares, specifically Zapier, which we've talked about, has way more capabilities than the lawn and landscape industry has use for. Like, so much more. It's made for much more sophisticated companies to be able to be, you know, stay productive and make things happen. So be creative. Be like, hey, what could we do to avoid having excessive back and forth, needing to over communicate with other employees, to simplify things for our customers, to make our customer experience better? What things could we do that we could freaking automate? What other softwares are we using that we could connect with this stuff so that it's a snowball? It triggers different things, and we don't have to see that the contact form came through on our website and then go contact the person. It automatically sends them an email letting them know that they're going to get a quote within 12 hours, right? So now this guy's, he sees that come through immediately after. He's like, oh, they're going to give me a quote in 12 hours. I don't have to call anymore of these long, stupid lawn care companies that don't answer the phone. You know, he just sent me an email saying he's going to send me, you know, a quote here in 12 hours. Perfect. I'm going to leave it alone. Great. Right? These just simple little things to eliminate little, like, just things that slow you down the day, that take you off major projects, that eat away at your personal time, things like that, right? And especially when you get to the point when it's not you doing those things anymore, it's literally saving you money, because it costs money to go and have your employee take out the trash. If it takes them 10 minutes to take out the trash, that costs you money, right? Maybe it's like, oh, it's $2. Well, now you taking out the trash, do you want the $2? You're going to take out the trash yourself, right? And so getting to that place where a robot takes out the trash, obviously this is, I'm kidding. It's, automations is totally different than robotics. But think if you could do those things and it saves you $2 every time, because now they don't have to do that. So they can either focus on major projects and things you need them to work on. They can either work on going over SOPs again and training themselves better. They can be in a meeting with you, learning how to do their job better and be more profitable for the company. Or they can be not working. They can go home. That's going to help client. That's going to help employee retention. That's going to allow you to be able to pay your employees more than other companies, because they're just more productive, because robots do half the stuff for them, and it's going to let you be more profitable. Yeah, you could just go way beyond the computer stuff, automate customer complaints, ACH payments to subcontractors, requesting card on file from clients, more and more. You know, if a human does it but doesn't have to do it, cut it. Okay, with that being said, if you guys would like to see a series of me going into in-depth on, like, exact systems, like very specific, broken down, so that you guys don't even have to use your brains at all, right? It's just like, I'm going to say, hey, this is what our company's doing. Here's what I see some other companies doing. Here's the exact softwares. Here's what we generally plug into it, and maybe give you guys some just overall templates that you can just kind of copy and run with those things. If you guys want me to do that, I need you to do one thing for me. Leave me here a review on Apple Podcasts. obviously 5 stars would be nice, and just let me know that that's something you're looking for. If so, if I see people actually caring or looking for it, even if it's one or two people in the reviews and a couple people DM me on Instagram, 100% I'll take the time to really delve into that and give you guys the rundown, because I know it's a big thing, is like systems and automation, so that your, you know, business is no longer a job or a side hustle. It's a legitimate business, right? And I understand how important that is. And trust me, those are some of the best performing episodes, are the ones where I talk about that stuff. So if that's something you want me to go deeper on in the future, please let me know. You can message me on Instagram or leave a review here down below on Apple Podcasts. So hope you guys got value, and I will catch you guys next week.